Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. It seemed like the discovery of a lifetime. Amateur anthropologist Richard Dawson suspected the skull he dug up in southern England in 1912 was the long-sought connection between ape and man. Scientists agreed, and newspapers headlined, "Missing Link Discovered in Piltdown Quarry." But Richard Milner, contributing editor for Natural History magazine, says there was a bit of old English bluster behind the celebrated find.
The English really wanted to accept Piltdown from the start because they were somewhat jealous of France, who had all these wonderful cave paintings and Cro-Magnon remains and Neanderthals, and the Germans had their Neanderthals. And so the English were very hungry to have the earliest Englishman.
40 years later, scientists declared Piltdown a great hoax. An orangutan's jaw, a 500-year-old human skull, and filed teeth were all chemically treated to look prehistoric. But who done it? Dawson, or maybe one of his colleagues? Milner points an accusing finger at a celebrated mystery writer of the time.
Despite the intellectual science of Sherlock Holmes, Conan Doyle was really something of a mystic who believed that you could communicate with spirits from the beyond. And the scientists ridiculed him, laughed at him, said he didn't know the meaning of evidence. And so Conan Doyle, in this scenario, thought, I'll teach them something about the meaning of evidence.
Patrons to Britain's Natural History Museum are free to sleuth for clues and try to unravel the mystery for themselves this month. The forged Piltdown skull will be displayed there for the first time since its discovery. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.